If you're a pastor, elder, deacon, nonprofit, board member, or business owner, I need you to listen to this. K&K Furnishings needs to be on your short list. K&K Furnishings are committed to helping you find the right furnishings for your church or organization. These guys specialize in quality worship seating, welcome centers, cafes, nurseries, classrooms, as well as stage and podium furnishings. The two owners have over 70 years of combined pastoral experience, so not only will every transaction be handled with integrity and professionalism, but they have the experience to provide you with the perfect solutions for your furniture needs, and they absolutely understand your budget constraints and demands. K&K Furnishings are devoted to providing you quality pieces that save you money. They can do this because they don't have the overhead of a brick and mortar store, and they have relationships with over 200 manufacturers nationwide. Look, we all know there's a lot of junk out there. K&K understands that many times bargains aren't true money savers. They end up costing you more in the long run. At K&K, they believe that quality furnishings don't have to be outrageously expensive. And here's the best part. K&K Furnishings sells nationally and can also provide in-person consultations in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. If you can't meet in person, they'd be happy to set up a Zoom consultation for you today. So whatever your next project is, whether it's your home office or your church sanctuary, K&K Furnishings is the only place you need to look. Go to www.kkfurnishings.com to see how they can help you, or call 567-318-4520. That's www.kkfurnishings.com, or call 567-318-4520, or click on the link in the description of this episode. K&K Furnishings, furnishing business, education, worship, and hospitality for the glory of God. Hey guys, before we get into this week's episode, I gotta tell you about Jacob's Supply. Jacob's Supply is the place you gotta go for all of your material needs. These guys bring you construction supplies and appliances for up to 50% off retail price, all brand new. You a home builder? Need some lumber? Jacob's Supply has you covered. You a deacon at your church and you're in charge of that next Narthex floor job? Jacob's Supply has got you. Heck, they got Cortec Luxury Vinyl Plank right now for $3.59 a square foot. Go look that stuff up at Lowe's or Home Depot, man. That stuff is selling for $7 to $8 a square foot. That's over 50% off retail. Even if you just have some home projects you're working on, Jacob's Supply is the place for you. I just built an outdoor grilling area this spring for that old smoker and grill. Guess where I got the metal roof, lumber, and screws? Yeah, that's right, Jacob's Supply. Looking for a fridge, stove, washer, dryer? They got them all, and they're name brand. Samsung, Bosch, Frigidaire, all 20, 30, 40% off retail. Brand new and ready for you. Located in Temperance, Michigan, it's worth it to stop by even if you're a few hours away. And remember, Jacob's Supply can ship products nationally too. So even if you're out of state, you got to check them out. Follow them on Facebook at Jacob's Supply or call them direct at 734-224-0978. That's 734-224-0978. Remember, Jacob's Supply, quality building materials at wholesale prices. And now, on to the show. Episode of Dead Men Walking Podcast. I'm Greg. To my right, we have Jason Hamlin. And also to my near right, we have Pastor Toby. We are live from Fight Laugh Feast in Rapid City. South Dakota. And we kicked it off last night. It was unbelievable. And Pastor Toby just got off stage. He gave a phenomenal sermon. Can we call it a sermon? Preaching?
Yeah. Sure. I got preaching. I admit it. I was preaching a little bit.
He was preaching. can you review for us just a little bit? I know you just got done talking for an hour, but we sat in on that.
Yep.
And just the way you related tyranny, emotionalism. I mean, you got into the French Revolution and brought it all together with the confession of sin. What was the overlying theme for those that weren't able to attend here? Obviously, they can find it on the Fight Laugh Feast Network as well, correct?
Right.
I know Cross Politics is pushing that stuff out live as well. But for our listeners, too, give us a little snippet of what we just heard.
So the theme of the conference is love God, sing psalms, defy tyrants. We're here in South Dakota because South Dakota is the only state in the union that did not bow the knee to COVID tyranny over the last year. Yep. We wanted to rally here and celebrate freedom, but we wanted to kick the conference off, particularly hitting hard on individual hearts. So the title of my talk was "Defying the Tyrant in Your Heart," and so the point of it is basically, if you go back into Scripture and history, the idea of a tyrant is a ruler who exercises authority apart from law, apart from the standard of justice. So lawlessness is tyranny.
Yes.
And so the point of my talk was to sort of underline that, demonstrate that from Scripture, that is, as soon as we go away from God's standard, when we go away from God's law and God's standard for justice, and we enter the realm of lawlessness, even if it seems nice or friendly sometimes,
sure.
If it's arbitrary, if we're making it up as we go along, we are defending tyranny.
Yeah.
And fundamentally, of course, the tyrant, the fundamental original tyrant, is the fallen human heart,
yes.
the sinful heart. Our hearts are set on rebellion. They're set on disobedience naturally, unless God interrupts us, the Holy Spirit regenerates us, and gives us the gift of self-government or self-control.
Yeah.
And so self-control is that gift that the Spirit gives us in order to defy that lawless tyrant in our hearts. Apart from God's word, God's law, God's justice, the only thing that's left is guilt and manipulation. Guilt and manipulation. And so what happens is that if you're guilty and you know you're guilty, God's got dirt on you. Everybody around you's got dirt on you and you got dirt on them. There's no way to get clean and actually do business together as human beings in a free way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everybody's got something on someone. Everybody owes a debt. Everybody's got dirt on them. And so everything is bribery. Mm-hmm. Everything is manipulation. Everything is blackmail. And that's the connection to emotions. If it's not based on truth and the justice of God, the only thing that's left is how I feel.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody kind of feels bad because they're sinners and they're trying to gin up some kind of good feeling.
Come on.
And then what they do with one another is they're trying to make, you know, they play that game with one another. Like, you know, I'll make you feel good if you make me feel good.
Yeah.
And hey, that's making me feel bad, so you should stop that. The problem with that kind of emotionalism, though, is that it's a moving target.
Yeah.
If ultimately the problem is I feel bad, well, how much do you have to pay in order to make me feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
How much do you owe me for my hurt feelings?
Yeah. You talked about slow tyranny.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Just like, could you walk through that a little bit as well? I mean, that was a great illustration.
First of all, it was like gut punch after gut punch after gut punch for an hour. Literally, it's so potent, man.
We're not just saying that. I was like, oh my gosh.
Because we like you, all right? You are a friend. But it was like, man, we opened this conference up with like gut punches, which is what I want.
Yeah.
I want to be cut and hurt when I walk away from a man of God speaking the word.
Right.
So, yeah, I think the idea of slow tyranny is just the idea that we have been giving into tyranny for decades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe for centuries,
if you
want to push it. I took easy targets, but basically, tyranny frequently usually begins in the name of something nice, something benevolent. We have to break the rule because we want to be nice.
Yeah.
We have to disobey God because we want to be kind. Yeah. We want to be merciful.
Want to give you a stimulus check.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I went back to Social Security. You know, FDR 100 years ago is like, we got to take care of old people.
Yeah.
We got to, you know, we had the Great Depression. People, I mean, it was hard. It was harsh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But instead of obeying God and trusting His ways, we look to the government, and the government starts welfare programs and begins, you know, giving, you know, whatever. I said free chocolate milk for everybody.
Right,
That then our children and grandchildren have to pay for.
Right.
And so we gave them schooling. Mm-hmm. You know, the government runs government schools, healthcare, welfare, Social Security, all this stuff. But the thing that I was pointing out is that basically all of that soft socialism, which is what it is, various forms of socialism, is a form of bribery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will disobey God and take care of these things for you. And we give it back to you, quote unquote, for free.
Right.
Except, of course, we're paying it with our taxes.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's a big scam. It's a big, you know, pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's Amway on drugs. Mm. But the thing is then you have a panic hit like COVID. Yeah. Everybody panics, and what do? Well, the government assumes the responsibility that you've been giving them for the last 100 years.
Yeah.
They say we're in charge of your health.
Yeah.
We're in charge of your schooling. We're in charge of your businesses. We're in charge of your churches.
Yeah.
We're in charge of the meals that you get. And so they take away they close down our businesses. They close down our churches. They say you can't sing psalms in public. You have to put this muzzle on your face.
Right. Two of them.
And exactly. And then they send you checks as hush money.
Yes. Yeah. Bribery.
Bribery.
Yeah.
Bribery.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Preach it. And, you know, you hit on something so important as well, talking about emotionalism. You went to Jeremiah 13.
I mean, how do we have a Numbers Western Christian and, church right yeah. now that is so engrossed with following your heart, right? The yeah. Disney gospel, as you said.
Right.
Yet we clearly see in Scripture, do not trust your heart.
Right.
It will betray you. It is evil. God says, do not follow your heart. Yeah. How do we get in this position, do you think, to where we have massive churches and a mass amount of churches going, oh, no, trust your heart. Go after it. Go after your dreams.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been disobeying God's word. We've been ignoring God's word
for far too long.
Yeah. I said this in the talk, but, we, 100 years ago, mainline, and at the time, they were Bible-believing churches, so-called, confessionally. They said it does not matter if a woman is an elder or not in a church.
I know where you're going with this. This was a great line.
And so they said that the leader's sex does not matter. So the church was trans long before the world was.
Come on.
Right? So we taught the world they didn't have to obey God's word. And lo and behold, there's large portions of it that we've been disobeying. We have pastors, conservative Bible-believing so-called pastors today with children who are not believing, who are in rebellion. And we make excuses for them. Why? Because we feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Because we want to be nice to them.
Wow.
Because our standard isn't God's word. Our standard is how people feel. And we say, well, we don't want to ask him to step down because that would make him feel bad. And that seems like the church is a mean place.
Yeah.
No, God's law is what allows us to be kind.
Yeah.
God's law is the kindness of God, the freedom of God. If you ignore the obvious verses, like a man, who doesn't lead his household well can't be, leader in the church of God.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it's like, no wonder we miss verses in Jeremiah about following your heart being as filthy as a, dirty loincloth.
Right, right.
Yeah, and as we wrap up here, you even said we've abdicated our duty as leaders, the pulpit being the helm, I think, was the reference you made. And now we've allowed the culture to lead.
Right.
So now why should we be surprised, like you said, when we've abdicated our duty as the at the helm of this is what is true and right and correct in God's law.
Yes.
Yeah, and you made such a good example of, the pulpit is where the church is supposed to lead, correct?
Right, exactly. Yeah. The church
and the culture, and not the other way around.
And the argument that I would make is actually the church is leading the culture.
Mm. Yeah.
We don't have the option of not leading. We are always leading.
Yeah.
It's just how are we leading
and when we end up in a place full of confusion and insanity and tyranny, the Christians need to recognize the church brought us here.
Yeah.
Wow.
The pastors led us here. Now, I'm not saying they all meant to, but they did. It's just like a man and his family. When something's going wrong in your family, the first place a man should look is to himself. Mm, what did I do to bring this about? Why are my kids doing this? Why is my wife doing this? What have I done to lead them or fail to lead them in obedience?
That goes down the workspace gospel as well, correct?
Yeah.
Like in some form and fashion.
Sure. No, yeah. And that's the thing is, taking responsibility, which is what we're talking about, is fundamentally, that's what the gospel is all about. Mm-hmm. The gospel is God in Christ taking responsibility for our crap.
Yeah.
We were the sinners. We were the lawless ones. We were the lawbreakers.
Mm.
And God didn't set aside the law to save us.
Right.
He fulfilled the law.
Wow.
He sent his son, Jesus, the perfect law keeper, to fulfill all justice. He died for our sins. Forgiveness is not God going soft or God going limp.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is the height of God's justice found in the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus'
Amen.
Son.
Come on.
I love it.
Well, I got to tell you, we walked out and I was in the main hall and a gentleman walked by and he was talking to another gentleman and they both said, wow, that was amazing. He goes, this is my first one. Yours? Yeah, it's my first one. And he goes, I just got cut. And I just saw the interaction of two guys who'd never been to a Fight Laugh Feast.
Yeah, yeah.
They came here. They heard you speak. And all glory to God, right? Yeah. Not saying that to puff up or anything else. But you preach the word rightly. I think that's why you can get 1,000 people out in the middle of Rapid City who want to hear men of God preach the word, cut us deeply, convict us, speak truth. And you did that in this first session. And we really appreciate you doing that.
Thanks, guys.
Staying true to the word of God.
Thank you so much, Toby.
Praise God.
Toby, thank you so much for being here. And for everyone listening, make sure you go check out Fight Laugh Feast. I'm sure you guys are going to be uploading that through your app, right? So they can see what you just talked about.
This talk, I think, is went up was live streamed, so you could find it on Facebook and probably YouTube or I don't know where else. But and then I know the rest of the talks they're going to be in our club portal.
Nice.
And so there'll be bits and pieces live streamed throughout the conference. But if you want to catch all the talks, become a Fight Laugh Feast club member, and you can watch all of them in the club portal.
Yep. Beautiful, guys. As always, God bless.
Thanks.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Dead Men Walking Podcast for full video podcast episodes and clips, or email us at deadmenwalkingpodcast@gmail.com.
None your biscuits.
Be sure to check us out at dmwpodcast.com, where you can purchase the best and snarkiest merch on the internet, support the show, and leave us a review or message. Dead Men Walking can be found on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Dead Men Walking Podcast, and on Twitter X at Real DMW Podcast. The Dead Men Walking Podcast is part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. For exclusive show content, be sure to download the PubDV app and become a member. If you're a business that needs to reach hundreds of thousands of potential customers in your demographic, podcast advertising might be for you. Send all inquiries to deadmenwalkingpodcast@gmail.com.
None your biscuits.